Blog Talk Radio.
Stuff, because it's gossip and people love bullshit gossip. Oh shit! Hold on! Oh, what's going on here? Blog Talk Radio, we back.
What up? It's not your boy Aunt Live, it's Melody. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Aunt Live. Our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner. And all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back and get ready. Smoke smoke to the D420 Show.
What up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 Show. Let's rock, baby.
Orale, what a. It's your boy in life. Nellipi somewhere in the background.
Hello?
Somewhere in the background without a spick nigga cracker spick.
Without it.
Steve Stoner is in his crib, passed the fuck out. Smoking Joe is in the park with his son playing baseball. So it's just your boy Ant Life. And you know how the show goes when it's just me alone. It becomes politics. Politics. The Roman Senate. The Roman Senate is the best legislator money can buy. Corruption starts in the streets of peddlers. I don't really got news for this week. I don't know what the hell went down this week. Oh, shit, but I just saw a gift for your mom. Look. There you go. All right, well, what went down this week? What do we know that went on this week? Who the fuck knows? What went down this week, Benny? Anything you know?
For real?
Oh, I want to talk about something right quick. Just throw this out there. Maybe last week or the week before last was Cinco de Mayo, right? And, of course, all the Mexicans were proud and they were happy. Fine. They were all celebrating, right? But somebody say, si you vote Trump, you cannot celebrate Cinco de Mayo. First of all, Cinco de Mayo ain't got shit to do with Trump. Half these motherfuckers out here that celebrate Cinco de Mayo don't even know what the fuck Cinco de Mayo is really about. Right? Most of these motherfuckers will turn around and say, yo, this is when Mexico got their liberation. And they didn't. This is when we fought for independence. And it wasn't. This is when we learned to say, Señor. No, it wasn't. What it was, it was called La Batalla de Puebla. Now, if you motherfuckers don't know what that is, I'm not going to help you. But what it was a French invasion. Okay? At the time, the French had the strongest army. And when they went into Mexico, the Mexicans, the peoples there, the indigenous peoples there, they decided to fight. And when they fight, they held back the French. And it was a big deal because, like I said, the French was the biggest army at the time. So you had a bunch of cow humpers and fucking wetback goat herders that fought back. And when they stopped them, that made a big deal. Significant because it was like Obama's JV team blowing up the World Trade Center. You know what I'm saying? And when I went back to look at that to find out what Cinco de Mayo was about, I just was like, man, these motherfuckers want to add the celebration of Cinco de Mayo into the political standings of Trump wanting to put a wall on the border, which there's already a wall on the border, and he's just trying to expand it to close the wall because how ridiculous as it is, just like a fucking video game. The wall is built until the wall stops being built, and right there is just empty air. You can walk around the fucking wall. It's about time we finish the fucking wall. And for all the Mexicans that were like, you can't celebrate Cinco de Mayo, I thought the best way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo was a shot of tequila, okay? A little chavalita, you know what I'm saying? And a nice cigarro, you feel me? I don't need to be on the street celebrating and screaming and dancing. I just need my little chavala to lick on my little chavalito. You know what I'm saying? So in that event, it's celebration time, okay? For everyone. I got this shit here. There is a story of a nigga, one of these dudes from Antifa. And the motherfucker, his real name has been put out. His cell phone number has been put out. Calls himself the Dragon Lord. The Dragon. That sounds like some KKK shit. Not for nothing. His real name is James Thompson. And for all y'all motherfuckers that hate these crack ass motherfuckers that want to be all, let's look for this cat. 315-209-7516. That's his cell number. Look him up on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, Antifa supporter. And give him a call. You know what I'm saying? Let's make his life horrible. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that to be like, yo, we're going to threaten this nigga. No. We're not going to threaten the nigga. We're just going to let that nigga know. For everything you do, homie, you're going to get an equal return. Just remember that. As long as you got these people understanding that when you go out there and do shit, as long as you realize there will be an equal return, I don't think you're going to throw out too much bullshit when you're waiting for that return. What else is going on? We had, I guess we did speak about the Springfield Armory, Rock River Arms boycott, basically. I don't know if I talked about it, but Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms, they kind of set up a deal. I think they were in Massachusetts. I don't know. I'm not sure what state they were in. But basically what went down was there was a bill that was trying to be passed in the state. And Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms, they had a lobby firm go and fight against that bill. And what the lobbying firm supposedly did was they procured a deal where they supported the bill. If Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms supported said bill, that the bill would not be, how do you say, the bill would be in favor for Rock River Arms and Springfield Arms. All right, so basically this is what it was. The bill was make it harder for smaller manufacturers, mom-and-pop stores, to sell guns. And what it is the exemption is the large manufacturers. They won't be, beat up upon by this bill. because they want to get all the smaller manufacturers to stop selling guns. And I guess Springfield Armory and Rockland Arms looked at it like, well, then they can monopolize that state and would be able to, you know what I'm saying, make more money. Since their business wouldn't be hindered, they obviously would be making more money because the clientele that are going to the small mile and pops would wind up slingshotting to their business. Business-wise, that's a, you know, great idea. Supportive-wise, that's horrible. We got to support each other. It's like, it's kind of like Black Lives Matter. If you have a gang of KKK motherfuckers coming to the neighborhood to kill all the Black Lives Matter niggas, we would actually have to group up to defend them because Black Lives Matter is not just a group of people like a fucking, like a union. What they are, it's an ideology. So if you're a Black person who feels oppressed, who falls into that victimhood category, then you're a Black Lives Matter person, and obviously if somebody was against that, they would be running down on every single body who thought that way. So it's the equivalent. You may not, let's just say you're not a gun owner, you may not like the guns or whatever, but you still should support the rights not being taken away individually, you know what I'm saying? So in that aspect, Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory, everybody in the 2A community is shunning them. I listened to the NRA show, the radio show, Cam and Company. I listened to that a lot. I hadn't listened to it for a couple of months. I had been, you know, whatever. I just was doing other things. And I was listening today. And I have been trying to do a little bit of research on the NRA. You know, they're a nonprofit, Second Amendment defense organization. Basically, what they do is they're supposed to fight for the common man, right? And how the NRA came to be was like the Eddie Eagle Safe Gun Handling School for Children type shit. They would come in and teach people how to be safe with their rifles and stuff like that, and they supported the fact that everybody is able to have rifles and hunt and do whatever, right? But they're supposed to be a nonprofit organization for the benefit of the citizens of America to help protect their rights to keep and bear arms. But if you turn around, every fucking thing they do, they charge money. They have this shit where they want people who, older people who are going to die, they want you to will your guns to them, right? Give the NRA your guns and your will or whatever. And they have this little commercial. And then in this commercial, it's an older lady who's like, oh, my husband loves the NRA. It's always been the greatest organization in our lives, and he's felt so humbled to be a part of it, and he wants to donate all of his guns to the NRA. And the NRA takes these guns, and they put them out on auction, and they'll give you a little bit of money or whatever. Or what they sell to do is they'll give the wife a charitable annuity. Donate those guns, they'll go and sell the guns, they'll take 20% out of the sale, and what they'll do is for life send you money towards those guns.
I say hell no. We all know that if Anthony dies, I don't get any of his guns anyway.
Not one. Even the ones I bought you, gotta go back.
Nope. If they're mine, they're mine.
Even the ones I bought you, gotta go back.
Wrong. If they're mine, they're mine.
Drop the Glock like it's hot.
No.
I got it?
I'm gonna drop your Glock like you're hot.
I am hot.
When I'm burning your ass up in the crematory.
Is that what it is? Is that how it is? And that's why I told my daughter to, as soon as I die, put guns in my hands. Soon as I'm dead, nigga, I don't give a fuck if they haven't brought me to the morgue yet. Put guns in my hands, nigga, because somebody's going to hit a nerve and I'm going to react. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to react. But when I think about that, I go, that's crazy because the NRA is supposed to be on our side. Why the fuck is they collecting money? Why are you profiting off of helping us? It's just, it's kind of weird in the Second Amendment community. Because we all understand business. We all understand that. Capitalism, we understand it. There's a need, supply, and demand. We all get that. But when, like, I went to the NRA convention last month, or this month, or whenever the fuck it was, and they were all talking about unity, unity, unity. Yeah, we need to be together. We need to this and that. But even in the community, we're separated because NRA is doing NRA's guard. They're doing NRA carry guard, which is like carry insurance. You shoot somebody and you got a lawyer. It's like car insurance. So what they did was there's already been companies, there's been groups that are already doing carry insurance. And they used to go to the NRA, but the NRA has disinvited them. So they separated ties with these people, which they have been doing it for, say, several years. They have a large clientele base. They're a big part of the Second Aid community, but yet the NRA has severed ties with them. But then they turn around and they say, oh, support your Second Amendment rights, support the NRA. Come on. There's so much hypocritical shit going on. The hypocrisy is ridiculous. You know, they say there's 15 million gun owners in America, and there's only like 4 million NRA members, or 2 million NRA members, or some crazy shit like that. And they want everybody to join because that shows solidarity, that shows the strength of the 2A community. The problem is, we need to stand behind a group that is non-biased across the board. That way it can bring in even those not so much enthusiasts as I am or others are. You know what I'm saying? Really? This bitch just walked in from the room with her sleeping mask. The shit makes it look like she's going snorkeling. But to me, I'm looking at it like it's a clear plastic defense for my penis. That looks like a Star Wars penal shield and shit on her face. I'm about to blow up right here. I'm like, look, there's no easy access when you have that. This shit here looks like a fucking fighter pilot. It has a harness in the back. This shit, I won't be able to fight this inside to throw dick in there. This is horrible. That's horrible. So that's what they send you?
Mm-hmm.
And you, what are you going, snorkeling? You going to sleep? You sure? I bet you ain't going to throw anything under the sea. Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
I can't sleep with
it. Well, the best thing I guess I can do is if you refuse a DJ, I can fart in here.
Oh,
and that might just kill your vision. I know that, but if I grab that hose and I fart inside this tube and leave you stuck in there, that's like a Dutch oven baked face. You'd be dead. You wouldn't make it. You wouldn't survive. I can't do it. Horrible, horrible, horrible. That you look like Darth Vader's sister. You know what I'm saying? You like Darth Vader's sister? The traitor and shit. Dick betrayer. That's crazy. Anyway, I just wanted to do a little bit of the show today.
Hey, are y'all going to be in that one?
Because Steve wasn't going to be on and neither was Smokey. I don't want to be ranting back and forth about gun rights and this and that and bullshit. So I just wanted to get on, get a little bit of play. What's going on? And just let everybody know, we'll be back next week, full blow. Steve Stone will be down in the scene. Smoker Joe will be in the scene. And we'll be making shit pop, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple things I want to get off my plate right now. So, we'll get back at this next week. Like I said, I didn't have too much news. I just had a little bit of news. Supposedly, I don't know if y'all heard about that Seth Rich kid, which was a DNC staffer, who was supposedly leaking to WikiLeaks about Hillary Clinton, talking about all the fucked up shit that that bitch is doing, and then that nigga winds up dead. And then the nigga he was fucking with winds up dead. But it's a coinky thing, so we're supposed to step back and be like, I guess, okay. Who's that for?
That was the
leftovers of that. Give him, he's hovering around. All right. Let me get the hell up out of here. It's your boy Ant Live. Steve Stone and Smoker Joe will be with us next week. I want to thank Nella P for coming over here and letting me know that my dick gets no play all night. All
right. I put the Darth Vader mask away.
That shit is just, that shit needs a trap door or something.
I put it away. I put it back in the box.
It's horrible. That's a horrible, horrible, horrible sleeping invention. I don't know who the fuck invented that shit. I guess whoever invented it must have had a bitch that he don't want to look at at all. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. All right, let me get up out of here. I just wanted to do this quick show. I really do got a couple things to go. I know it's Thursday night. I know I'm supposed to, you know, say, give my hour to you guys and do what we got to do.
Oh, wait. We got a birthday shout out.
Who?
My mom.
Oh, there, Shirley.
She'll be 75 on Saturday.
75 don't sound that bad compared to your papa. Your old papa. 93.
Yeah. But my mommy will be 75 on Saturday.
Mima, happy birthday. Mima. That's how old the chick is. They didn't even invent the word grandma when she was her grandmother. It was called Mima at the time. And we just stuck, you know what I'm saying? Alright, well that's what's up. A big shout out to Mima. Happy birthday to your mother. I'm sure I probably got a bunch of shit, but we'll discuss that later on next week. I like having people on the show with me. Melody just comes in and out. She walks in from the room and walks out and shit, and then it's better when I have company like Steve Stoner or Smoker Joe, and we're going back and forth. All right, so let me get the hell up out of here. Let me get the things I got to get done, and we'll catch y'all next week. It's your boy Ant Live, Melody. Next week we'll have Steve Stoner and Smoker Joe, and we get the hell up out of here. Peace. Once again, peace.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happiness. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.